This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2015. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short, medium, and long wave. In this edition, recorded January 2nd, Algeria, Australia, Bhutan, Bougainville, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, Germany, Iran, Kashmir, Lithuania, Madagascar, North America, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Gaetan Tissonneau supplies a recently revised schedule for the TDF relay site in Issoudun, France, showing that their relay of Algeria during 1 hour a day is in English, 19 to 20 UT on 7375. But I seriously doubt it, as this has never been in English before, just French or Arabic. So, on December 30th, I listened in via the U20 remote receiver to hear what's on 7375. It's a very strong signal from Romania, burying the Algerian service. Must be quite a collision in the Eurafrican area. And I really can't tell whether there's any English from Algeria, but I do hear a bit of Quran at first. It so happens there is English on one of the Algerian services, at least on FM in that country, Radio Algiers International, during certain hours, including at 19:30 UT. But it's unlikely it's being relayed on shortwave, although it might be. From Masilo Mar, State Beach, California, another update from Ron Howard about his monitoring of BBS Bhutan 6035. He says their sign-on and sign-off times vary a lot, but continued to have good gray-line reception for him at sign-on circa 0100. On December 29th, they went off at 1028 after having been in English, and FM99 in China did not come on until 1140 with its programming already in progress. On December 29th, Bhutan did not come on the air in the morning, monitored from midnight 50 past 0135. On December 28th, they came on at midnight 57 UT with the usual indigenous chanting, news on the hour, and many brief segments separated by their theme music from 0115. From 0123, indigenous music again with chanting and singing. December 28th at 10:30, they were already off the air. December 27th, they came on at midnight 59 with the same format as the day afterwards. Ron Howard also notes that NBC Bougainville 3325 was not to be heard on December 29th, monitored after 11:35 UT, nor could the other PNG station, 3260, NBC Madan. Both have been on and off the air erratically. December 27th at 15:40, I found a signal on 7665, striking me as something new, and indeed there were no listings of it in any of the references on that frequency, but it was in Chinese, so most likely another CNR1 jammer against a new Sound of Hope frequency. Also, the next day, December 28th at 16:12, it was in there again. It was also heard by Zaharias Liangas in Greece, who thought the language was not Mandarin, but perhaps Cantonese. Congo DR on 6210, Dan Robinson near Washington, D.C., reports Radio Kahuzi, December 29th, putting in a good signal with their Sunday religious programming from 17 UT, signal on the rise with church music, choir, and Christmas music, S1 to S3 level. He says he's hazarded at S5 to S7 using remote receivers in Europe. The best one for this station continues to be in Ticino, Switzerland, which also has an amazing ability to hear the Kahuzi signal. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Except for Esperanto, and I think other languages, certainly English, they do not even attempt to announce times or frequencies, so those announcements cannot be wrong. But in Spanish, they do attempt it, and they always seem to be wrong. For example, December 28th at 0528 on 6060 in Spanish, that frequency was not among those they mentioned. Only 25 meters, 9535, and 5040. What do they know? 6060 was also missing among several frequencies announced as it was signing on at 2359 UT, December 29th. I often check the final hour each day in English, starting at 07 UT, when one can never be sure which of their several frequencies will be on the air or in English. 6145, 6100, 6060, 6000, and 5040. And if some of them are on the air during part of the hour, they may not last the entire hour. What's left of HCJB in Ecuador, a 1 kilowatt transmitter on 6050, is very weak and barely audible here, but UT Saturday, December 28th, at 0500, I was hearing what I think was this, and the intonation sounded like German. Although not on their program schedule, they have been known to run a German DX program around that time. Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener replies about this. It was originally at 03 and 04 UT on Saturdays only, but now apparently at 05. And it's off the air before 05:30 when EOWA is supposed to come on. Other days of the week, 6050 closes shortly after 02:30. On December 30th, Alan Rowe in England says, I've just received an email from Radio Cairo's English to Europe service. Greetings from Radio Cairo. We are happy to tell you that we are back. The technical problems that we have been facing are over. We would be delighted if you would join us once again. You will find different genres of programs that fulfill your taste. Drop us a line anytime and we'll bring you the best to your listening pleasure. Hope to hear from you soon. So we're all excited that the English Sesquiarity Europe at 2115 UT would be back on the air on 9900 as it had been scheduled for years. However, Alan and everyone else trying to hear it found nothing there. It appears they were only referring to their live streaming without making that clear. Yari Sumalainen did find another English broadcast on their stream at 1745 UT English for Africa with rather good quality. Its website starts with www.onlinehorizons.net and German after 19 UT, says Kai Ludwig, but no trace of them on shortwave 9590 or 9810. So, are their shortwave transmitters finally dead? How long has it been since they were last heard? Quite a few months ago, says Richard Langley in New Brunswick, May 24th, 2019. I reported hearing them on 9895 around 2040 UT, as did Glenn Hauser the day before. The signal was good but heavily distorted. Maybe the streams are easily linked on the Cairo website, I haven't checked, but Roger in Germany says here is a portal for the international streams. It's www.maspero.eg, etc. As we warned last week, another long-wave transmitter in Europe is gone. Europe 1 on 183 kHz closed down just before local midnight, December 31st. Mike Terry says it closed at 2228 UT after 64 years on the air. The long-wave band in Europe is increasingly quiet. Bob Bierman in Florida replies it will probably continue to increasingly be quiet as what few actual listeners fade away. It's hard to justify these extremely expensive and aging operations with only a handful of people that even know what long-wave is. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, the signal was cut abruptly in mid-sentence without any announcement about the closure at about 22:28:50 UT. The long-wave station closed not with a bang but a whimper. It's ironic that the final hour programming was the Antenne Libre phone-in help program. Europe 1 itself could have done with some help. John Filiozzi in New York says, it really is a sad state of affairs that those responsible don't take into account the historic nature of an event like this and approach and conduct it accordingly. I suppose we can attribute that in part to the over-commercialization in our societies where too many know the costs of things but nothing of their worth. So the line is cut, the air goes silent in mid-sentence with no warning or mention whatsoever. Some night equipment will roll in and in the space of a few hours will destroy what it took months and months for others to build. It makes one sick to his stomach. More about Iran International TV audio relayed on shortwave. As of December 28th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says a frequency change from 11560 to 11570 between 04 and 12 UT. while the afternoon and night frequency, the other hours of the day from 12 to 04, is still 6270. These are believed to be a 100 kilowatt transmitter on a 100 degree beam from Armenia, and reported by Gianni Serra in Roma, Italia, on 6270, December 28th at 2250 to 2324 in Farsi. In fact, he was watching their satellite TV signal and comparing it to shortwave because he can report a cute woman TV host in the studio, interviewing three men on a large screen, one at a time. This is at irantl.com/live, the video channel live in Farsi. Some seconds in advance of the radio broadcast with some music pauses, better heard on 6270 and SSB to reduce fading noise. New Zealand DX Times quotes Wikipedia about this station. Iran International is a Persian language TV channel by satellite to Iran, owned by VOLANT Media UK Limited. It is licensed in the UK to Global Media Circulating Limited as an editorial news service based in London, launched 18 May 2017, managed by DMA Media Limited, with bureaus in Paris, Istanbul, Kabul, and Washington. The DX Times editor adds, it is believed this broadcaster is funded from Saudi Arabia and has strong links to the Saudi royal family. The Iran Howard, some info about 4950. All India Radio, Srinagar, first from Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany, dated 27 December. Heard at 0155 and 2312 on December 19th. With music and vernacular speech, with a poor signal. There was a program about Bollywood, and Help Wanted ads at 0200. At 0130, there was some news in Hindi, a recital of the Quran at 0135, and a different program at 0150. Ron Howard has also been monitoring this on 4950.0. At 0135, December 27th, the recitation from the Quran, and some religious chanting 4 minutes later, but not seeming to be Quran itself. Some music at 0145. He says it's been difficult to determine just which segments are Quran and other chanting or singing. Best heard in upper sideband to get away from Angola on the low side of 4950, so it's challenging DX. Via Dmitry Kotosov, Deneb Radio DX, Russ DX, a message forwarded from Rimantis Plekis of Radio Baltic Waves International Lithuania on their new schedule effective January 1st for the 75-kilowatt medium-wave relay on 1386 kilohertz. It's in three different segments. I guess they're off the air in between. 0330 to 04 UT, Japan in Russian. 04 to 05, Poland in Belarusian. 5 to 530, Poland in Ukrainian. 1230 to 13, Poland in German. 13 to 14, as we already reported, Radio Poland in English. 1630 to 17, Poland in Polish. 17 to 1730, Poland in Russian. 1730 to 18, Japan in Russian. And from 18 until 21, Radio Liberty in Russian. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2015. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Keith Connerth in Ohio, who sent a money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. He says, keep recording and I'll keep listening. From Circa, D.C., Dan Robinson says, Radio Malagasy putting in some good signals lately on 5009.93, as measured at various remote sites. Heard December 28th from 0225 UT until 0300. The best site noted was the one at Ottawa, where the signal was hitting S7, at times with local music and talk by announcers. Ron Howard in California replies, I was also listening tonight, a bit earlier at 0150 UT, when WRMI was still on, 5010 exactly, with World of Radio. But there was very faint African music coming through underneath. Sometimes I have also been hearing this interference to WRMI and wondering if Madagascar was leaving at least its carrier on all night. Ron Howard also reports about the other Madagascar frequency, 6135. It had been in parallel with 5009.9 one evening, And he reports on January 1st from 0245, unlike 24 hours earlier, nothing on 6135. It's also possible to hear it in our mornings, their evenings, when it's via long path across the Indian Ocean and Pacific. Ron has heard from Torsten Hamann in Germany, who keeps track of African domestic broadcasting. He says they were in parallel at 1455 UT, automobile remote receiver in South Africa. But in California, 6135 is totally blocked by strong CRI in China between 14 and 16. The Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH continues to show up now and then. Rick Barton in Arizona had him on 11560, December 28th at 1830, fading out by 1840. And I had him December 31st at 0303 on 7470. December 27th at 2226 UT, I had a telltale head of 1 kHz upon nearby KOKC 1520, Oklahoma City. That is from 1521.0 kHz. Therefore, it's very likely the 2 megawatt transmitter in Duba, northwest corner of Saudi Arabia, which is scheduled to go off the air at 2230. So I kept listening carefully, and indeed, it did disappear sometime between 2230 and 2231. The big transatlantic signal on 684 kHz we hear no doubt comes from the 200 kilowatt transmitter in Spain. January 1st at 0531, I noticed it was significantly off frequency to the plus side. On 9 kHz step tuning with VFO, it's pretty obvious, for example, compared to the next one up, 693, presumably the UK. And the medium wave offsets list indeed does show the only station way off frequency from 684 is Radio Nacional in Sevilla, 74 Hz on the high side. On the other hand, Spain's shortwave frequency for North America was off the air, 9690, December 31st and January 1st at least, meaning we could not enjoy what we were expecting to hear, the New Year's celebrations around 23 UT, December 31st. Ron Howard reports an unfortunate new frequency for Sound of Hope Taiwan for China, 6215. Almost daily, he monitors them on 6230 and 6280, traditional frequencies, so was surprised to find them also on 6215 in parallel, stronger than 6230. At 11:57, this was interfering with the start of a marine message in upper sideband, probably from Australia, Marine Safety Queensland, for example. At 1200, the usual ID for Sound of Hope in Chinese. Also heard December 29th at 11:03 with better sound and no Chinese jamming yet, but it's likely to be attracted. Rob Wagner in Australia replied, 6215 is the National Coast Radio Network frequency of HF voice-only stations covering the Australian coastline from Cairns, Charleville, Darwin, Gladstone, Hobart, Perth, Port Hedland, and Wiluna, used for distress and general calling. Then on January 1st at 1325, Ron Howard heard on 6215 another station being interfered with, a maritime warning mentioning Alaska, so it must be the Coast Guard mixing with Sound of Hope. Ray Robinson of Voice of Hope replies, this is sad. 6215 is the international maritime distress frequency used around the coasts of the U.S. and territories in Caribbean and Western Pacific. I'm sure it is monitored for distress signals in many member countries of the ITU. While sometimes out-of-band transmissions are necessary and can be made on a non-interfering basis, broadcasters and pirates should have the courtesy and common sense not to squat on a distress frequency. IGH say 6200 plus is a marine band and there should be no broadcasting whatsoever just above that frequency. As for Sound of Hope, they were previously persuaded to get out and stay out of the 20-meter ham band. So perhaps they would comply here, too, if someone would ask them at headquarters in California. Artie Bigley forwards a column from a website in India, a requiem for BBC Hindi radio. It's a lament by Sandeep Sahu, who has been a BBC correspondent in India for many years, but he says the radio broadcasts are coming to an end at the new year, although they will continue on television and online. Ivo Ivanov says it's the morning transmission which is being canceled January 1st at 1 to 1:30 UT on 4 frequencies, while the evening transmission is still on the air at 14 to 1430. Also canceled, however, is the Urdu service at 15 to 16. and kind of confirms that Hindi at 14 to 1430 is still on the air on all four shortwave frequencies, it seems. 5875-9510, 9540, and 11995. Was it a last-minute reprieve, or was there some internal communication problem at the BBC? Chris Greenway in England clarifies with an item from BBC.com that the 14 GMT broadcast will continue, but only until the end of January. Kai Ludwig adds, HFCC shows that BBC now has 5 frequency hours a day at the Vatican site. This time it would not be an exchange of airtime, but a lease for cash, something Vatican refused to do until last year. In return, the BBC withdrew all transmissions to Africa from Austria, leaving only 90 minutes for Afghanistan. So, is it possible that the Mosbrun site would be closing this year? A new year, of course, often means unexpected changes in programming and transmissions as contracts run out or new ones start. Heidelberg says it would not hurt to check whether other BBC language services have been reduced or taken off the air. World of Radio scheduling, although it was apparently missing the week before, we were glad to hear that our Saturday 13 UT broadcast on WRMI 15770 was still again on the air as of December 28th. Also heard by Richard Langley and Ivo Ivanov. Alan Rowe in England and I happened to hear another unscheduled secret World of Radio broadcast on WRMI. At least it does not appear on their schedule where there's a blank space. This was Wednesday, January 1st, until 2130 UT, so starting at 2100, on 7780. That's via the System F schedule in red. World of Radio had long been showed on the System D schedule in blue at that time, but with no frequencies. I've noticed WRMI's 5800 frequency is not always on the air at 21 UT when it's scheduled, but sometimes comes on later, and sometimes not at all. It was on the air January 2nd from 21 with SMTV, so it should still be on from 01 until 02 for Argentina Relay in Spanish. Have you noticed that two of our very commercial shortwave stations, WWCR and WTWW, have both started asking listeners to send them money directly to support the station? Business must be bad. One thing WWCR would do with some money is replace sound cards. That would be perhaps to eliminate the squeal on the number one transmitter. For several nights now, I've been getting zero signal on 5970, where WEWN is supposed to be in Spanish. Bob Hiles' theater organ is no longer in the Ozarks, but a similar show still may show up on WTWW with no name. On UT Sunday, December 29th, I heard him playing the organ between 0128 and 0200 on 5085. Strangely enough, the WTWW website shows two other times for this, both of which are incorrect. The homepage says Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central, and the programming page says 6:30 p.m., but it's really being heard at 7:30. Some medium wave notes, December 27th at 14:15 UT on 620 kHz, I was hearing WTMJ Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Not usually heard here, because its day and night patterns go mostly to the north, very little to the south, east, or west, even though it's a 50 kilowatt day power station, it's not a clear channel. Something must be wrong there. In fact, my logs do not find it anywhere in the past sesquidecade. That morning I had two other more interesting stations from that area on 820 at 1423 UT, WCPT, Chicago's Progressive Talk. It was atop our nearby station WBAP in Texas. How lucky Chicago is to have at least one progressive station among all the regressive outlets. Although, of course, I could not hear it for long, according to their schedule, here still exist on the radio Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Amy Goodman, and others. Then I tuned up to 870 at 1425 UT and heard NPR's Morning Edition. That had to be WKAR, East Lansing, Michigan, which, like many public and commercial AM stations, has added an FM translator so they can say they are on FM, and in fact, many of them give priority to the translator in their IDs, which is apparently the case here because in Michigan, Ken Zicke has complained that he can only hear WKAR on AM, even though they're downplaying it for 105.1 FM. Chuck Gessner, W3ON, reports to the World of Radio Group on December 31st. KQV 1410 in Pittsburgh has returned to the airways with an easy-listening format. One of the oldest, if not the oldest, station in the area, not mentioning KDKA. KQV went off the air in 2018 after more than 75 years. It has new owners and appears to be operating from another radio site east of Pittsburgh. So far, he says, I'm thoroughly enjoying the music. I suspect the new site is not far from my home, south of Pittsburgh. You might have a problem hearing it at night since it's only running 75 watts. More about this from DX News of the National Radio Club. KQV 1410 was silent as of January 10th last year, but it's back on the air as of December 19th with a construction permit and program test authority. John R. Malitsky in Pittsburgh says, back from the dead, KQV heard at 9:12 a.m. December 26th, with instrumental music and an ID as refreshing, beautiful music. Easy 88.1, WKGO Murraysville, and 1410 KQV Pittsburgh, same ID at 9:41. Listeners were salivating for this type of music. IDs off the top of the hour with two IDs every hour. A strong 5 kilowatt daytime signal daily, but 75 watts at night is buried in some of the suburbs. Craig Christ in Virginia asks IRCA about Soviet propaganda. As he puts it, he's hearing from Radio Sputnik on 1680 kilohertz. Not what you would expect from any of the regular 1680 stations. This was December 20th between 10:55 and 12:35 UT. The only ID he heard was for 1390. That would refer to WZHF in Capitol Heights, Maryland, which I believe is a Radio Sputnik affiliate, so would this be some kind of mixing product or spur? In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington notes some slight changes to the shortwave scheduling of the reactivated radio Vanuatu, according to their FB page on 23 December here, converted to UT. 1830 to 22 on 3945. 22 to midnight 30, 5040. Midnight 30 to 630, 7260. At 630 to 11 UT, on 5040. Rick Martin in Arizona and I have been hearing a mystery carrier on 7475, never any modulation. It's quite steady and audible here both day and night. If you listen carefully, there's some slight clicking. Rick had a ham friend in Nebraska check it out, who direction found it from the area of Korea, but due to the steady signal, we think it's much closer, and he thinks the clicking is some kind of hidden data being transmitted. 7475, check it out. Alan Rowe's hit list for World of Radio has just been updated again. You can find it via our homepage, worldofradio.com, where you'll also find handy links to many different varieties of B-19 shortwave schedules. worldofradio.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 30th. Geomagnetic field expected to be unsettled to active January 14th and 15th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream activity, otherwise only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through January 25th, while solar flux was expected to drop to 70 between January 3rd and 11th, then up to 72 until January 25th. And that's World of Radio 2015. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.